A man might play a million games of chess and never duplicate Canal's feat. Believe it or not, he sacrifices his queen and both rooks.
Welcome back, Blindfold Easters. I'm Jonathan, and this is Invisible Chess, a podcast and newsletter dedicated to all things related to blindfold chess and visualization training. For season two, we have podcast episodes focusing on king and pawn studies released on Mondays, and a classic game for use as visualization training material is sent out in the newsletter every Wednesday. Today's a Friday, so it's time for another game from Irving Chernev's book, The 1000 Best Short Games of Chess. This was supposed to be the 50th episode of Invisible Chess, but I went and released a bonus episode or two since last Friday, so now it's not. But we still have a game worthy of a celebration episode anyway. Those bonus episodes? Check out Stepping Stones 101 for a discussion of that concept. And it's especially useful if you're new to the idea or just aren't entirely sure what to do when you hear the during today's game. And maybe by the time you hear this, there'll have been a second bonus episode marking the 5,000th download. There'll be a link to both in the show notes. And you know what you can do to make sure you don't miss any bonus episodes in the future? You can subscribe to the podcast. That's what you can do. And while I'm at it, sign up to the newsletter too. It is free. Before I get to today's game, I just want to say a quick something about the introductions that Covert Bethany phones in each week. I don't think I've mentioned it directly before, but they are, in case you hadn't guessed, Chernev's own words. Today's wording is not exactly what we would have chosen, and we did have a think about changing it. But in the end, we decided to leave it as it was, for reasons of historical accuracy, if nothing else. That's something, by the way, which would not have bothered old Irving one little bit. But we left it as it was, although we did want you to know that we had at least thought about it, and we do recognise that some of our listeners might not have made the same choice that we did. As I record this, it's been another week of women being abused and harassed on Twitter simply for being women chess players. I say that, but when isn't it that week, let's be honest? And those of us who want an inclusive game have to do what we can to bring that about. This includes thinking about the language we use and not being gender specific when it's not what we mean. Okay, all that said, on to the game. You're going to hear twice today. The first will mean forced win from here. The second, a false mate is now available, which is how I've been using that sound effect until last week. I really should get forced win its own sound, I suppose. Maybe I'll get around to it in time for next week. We'll see. As ever, is where you might want to consider pausing to put down a stepping stone, but that's very much up to you. Today's game is Canal versus an anonymous amateur played in a simultaneous that took place in Budapest in 1934. Away we go. 1, E4... D5. 2. E takes D5. Queen takes D5. Three. Knight C3. Queen A5. Four, D4. C6. Five, Knight F3. Bishop G4. Six, Bishop F4. E6. Seven, H3. Bishop takes F3. 8, queen takes f3. Bishop b4. 9, bishop e2. Knight bd7. Ten, a3. Castle's queenside. Okay, white has a false win here, but it's not yet a false mate. Hit pause if you want to work out everything for yourself from here, or follow along, pausing every move, or go all the way to the end if that's what you prefer to do. 11. A takes b4. Queen takes a1, check. 12. King d2. Queen takes h1. So now, black can't avoid getting mated. And if you want a clue, what's about to happen should absolutely be in a series like Mate Pattern Monday. And maybe it has been. That's a series I'll be bringing back for season 3, by the way. So again, pause here if you want to work out the finish for yourself, or carry on if that's what you'd like to do. 13. Queen takes c6, check. B takes c6. 14. Bishop a6. Checkmate. And your bonus question for this week is, what are black's options with the queen on move 11 other than taking the second rook? And how does each of them fail? That's it for another week, Blindfold Easters. 25 Chernivs in the bag now, that's only 975 left to go. Hit the like button, subscribe, leave a review, leave a rating, all that good stuff. Honestly, it greatly helps shift the search algorithms in the podcast's favour and will help grow the audience. And until next time, happy chessing.
Need a wee. I'm cold. And it's all futile.